When life or business is filled with adversity and challenges, what do? I'm going to share two tips for how I transform challenges into opportunities for growth, and you can too. What's good? It's Rob Cressy, and welcome to Built for the Game. And I share this topic because it's very top of mind for me right now, as my entire family is dealing with sickness. First, it started with our toddler who picked something up through preschool, and that went to me, then it went to my wife, and we are actively dealing with it. And adversity does a few things for you. Number one, it attacks your mind. Your self-talk oftentimes gets poor or is very limiting. Number two, it attacks your energy. You may say things like, I don't feel like it. You have that grinding feeling, or you don't feel like you're in flow. Or number three, it attacks your routines. You feel a lack of consistency, and you know what the best version of yourself looks like, and it is not this. And this is the area where I'm currently challenged the most by this right now, as I'm someone who is very driven by my habits and my routines. But if the baby's getting up earlier, I'm not sleeping well, getting to the gym at 6 a.m. oftentimes isn't happening, and that's throwing off my schedule, my consistency, and my routines, which all of a sudden becomes a domino for all of those other things, my mind and my energy. So what can you do to actively transform this adversity and these challenges into growth? And I've got two things for you. Number one, do something hard. Meet hard with hard or harder. So I'll give you an example. Yesterday I woke up and I thought I was about to be on the good side of all of this. I was 5 days into this sickness. Boom, I'm about to be done. And I took a step backwards. I was feeling worse. Energetically, it really crushed me. I was feeling not as much energy. My self-talk went even more backwards. My consistency was crap compared to where it normally was. So 3 o'clock hits and it's 88 degrees in Florida right now. And I say, you know what? I'm going for a 3 mile run. Why? Number one, I want to change my environment. Number two, I want to change my physical state. I know that if I get moving, then all of a sudden that'll change the way that I think and the way that I feel. And then number three, I flooded myself with music, not listening to a podcast. I didn't want to learn. I wanted to work on recreating my energy and my vibes. Because when you're doing a workout that is especially hard, and anybody who's ever run in hot weather knows, it feels significantly harder. What you do step by step is you earn your confidence. And during the first half of the run, it was me versus me. Me versus the self-talk of my mind, feeling that heat, feeling the pavement, feeling the sweat, feeling my self-limiting voice, making all the noise about how I was feeling with my sickness. But about halfway through, I added, do one more. So I was originally going to stop at a specific sign. I decided to go slightly further. All right, now I'm working on that mindset, getting that edge back. Now on the way back, some of that music, some hip hop, started to hit a little bit different. Now the champion voice in me started to come more alive. The story that I was telling myself by doing something hard, I was no longer playing the victim, the woe is me, why am I sick? I thought I was supposed to be better. No, I met hard with harder. And here's a mastery level tip for you as it relates to all of this. You learn when you don't want to do something, because that is when you most need to do it, because you will get the most benefit. Because for so many people, pretty much everyone, being comfortable is comfortable. It's easy to sit there and be the victim and wallow in the adversity or the challenges or the story that you're telling yourself. I don't feel like it. I don't want to do it. The time isn't right. It's okay for me to do nothing. I'm sick and not feeling well right now. It's easy to believe that lie that you're telling yourself. But guess what? Time and time again, whether I've trained for a marathon, done 75 hard in the Live Hard program, or lived a life of consistency where I've worked out 5 days a week for more than two decades. Getting up early, going to the gym in the morning, it is never easy. But guess what? You teach yourself who you are by the actions you take when you most do not want to take them, which is how, when we're framing adversity and obstacles and overcoming them, this is the mastery level to this, where I don't feel like it becomes a trigger for, cool, what's that one action? Because the goal is to no longer be in that self-limiting state. Instead, we want to be living with our champion voice. And that is why using workouts is such a good tool. Because even when you're working out, when you're feeling good, you feel good when you're done with a workout. And this is especially true when you do not feel like it. Number two, the thing that you can do to turn obstacles and adversity into growth is turn them into content, just like I'm doing right now. And I'll even give you an example of what I did yesterday. So I did three Instagram stories of my journey. Story number one was me being vulnerable and letting people in on what's going on in my life, essentially saying, hey, I know that I'm oftentimes posting positivity and inspiration and things to help you grow your business and life together because I'm about this life. Happiness is a destination. Happiness is not a destination. It is a way of life. But guess what? So many people on social media want you to believe that their lives are perfect. And I'm someone who believes in speaking my truth and living it. So if I'm feeling some sort of way, I'm not myself, I'm totally cool with saying, you know what? I'm dealing with some demons myself. I have not been myself from a consistency, and here's what's going on. And the reason why this works is because, number one, I'm sharing the challenge that I am going through myself. Because, number two, the second story that I shared was all around the action that I was taking to overcome the challenges that I was feeling in my life. Step one, framing the story. Hey, just want to let everybody know this is what's going on. This is a part of who I am and my brand. Everything's not puppy dogs and rainbows. Number two, despite this going on, I'm going for a 3-mile run because I want to meet hard with harder. This is the triumphant action. And then number three was a picture of my watch showing the 3.7-mile run that I did, which is the end goal. So this is an entire arc in three stories of what's wrong, how I'm overcoming it, this is what it looks like at the end. And this is a very nuanced topic here because this is woe is me versus listen, we're in this together. Social media paints the world that everything's puppy dogs and rainbows, but I have challenges just like you. And this is something that is a tool in your creator tool belt, but not one you go to all the time, because otherwise you're going to be the victim who keeps saying, oh my God, look at me, the woe is me mentality. But strategically, as a high performer, you sit there and you say, listen, 90% of the time, I am crushing. I love life. I want to help you any way I can. And probably less than 10%, because realistically, this is probably a 2% of the time you're sitting there saying, you know what? Got some stuff going on. Here's what it is. Here's what I'm doing about it. You can too. So why in the world does this work? And for me, there's three reasons. Number one, relatability. Everyone is going through something right now. You probably just don't know it. And I promise you, this is the case. But just very few people are actively out there saying, here's the messes going on in my life, whether it's friends, family, business, health, relationships, you name it. No one lives a perfect life. Doesn't mean we need to air everything out. But it's very relatable when you're following someone else's journey and they say, I'm challenged by something. Because my guess is there's somebody else out there also challenged by the same thing. So there's relatability in this. Number two, there is gold in vulnerability. Few people are willing to operate on this level. And this is where the real growth is, the real connection is. And this is where the nuance comes in. The difference between woe is me and going through a challenge, here's the action, here's the triumphant end goal. And this is an arc, like I said, a tool you can put in your creator tool belt for how you can actually grow your brand and increase your know, love, and trust factor by being that person who strategically can share your vulnerability in a way that lifts you and others up. Because number three, this is authentic. You cannot give to others that which you are not experiencing yourself. And so often I share this quote on the good side of things, but more often you learn a lot more when you're going through tough times than when you do good times. And to me, this is as real as it gets. Everybody's good when things are good, but how do you show up when you are not your best? When your life or your business is filled with obstacles, adversity, and challenges. So being able to authentically share this in a way that is action-oriented, that adds growth to others, oh baby, now you can make this part of your content. And right now, I'm actively living both of these messages in terms of how I am doing hard things to overcome the adversity that I'm feeling. I'm turning this into content on social media with this podcast and this video to help others on this journey. Because ultimately, this is what this podcast is about for me, being built for the game. I learned something about myself and I pass it on to you to help you along on your journey so that you can grow or not have to do the same lessons that I did and get them accomplished quicker. And if this message vibes with you and you like the idea of being part of a tribe of like-minded high performers who are growing their business and their life together, then I invite you to be a founding member of our community. Go to creatingunlimited.com, and I can promise you this, joining us will be one of the best decisions you make all year. It has the ability to change the trajectory of your business and your life forever. If you've got any questions about creating unlimited or overcoming adversity, hit me up on social media at Rob Cressy. Sending tons of good vibes your way. Hope you have yourself an amazing rest of the day.